Nolte, Stephen Miller shames pro MS-13 media to their privileged, hypocritical faces. By John Nolte on May 1, 2025. Appearing in the White House briefing room with Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt on Thursday, White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller shamed the White House press corps by accurately accusing them of shilling for an MS-13 gang member and terrorist while they enjoy a privileged life in safe neighborhoods. It is a sad reflection on the state of our media, and many of the outlets represented in this room, that you obsessively try and shill for this MS-13 terrorist when no coverage occurred in your papers about any of the Americans that were raped and tortured and murdered by the illegals that Biden was importing into our country. He then threw the media's stupid due process talking point right back at them with the story of what happened to a little girl when the Biden administration gave two violent illegals due process instead of immediately deporting, something the law demands. Most of your papers never covered the story of 12-year-old Jocelyn Ungaray's brutal sexual assault and murder by two illegal aliens Joe Biden allowed to remain in the country, Miller said to their smug faces. To the extent that you covered it at all, it was because President Trump forced you to cover it by highlighting it repeatedly over and over again, Miller accurately added. He had to shame you into covering it. Then came the hammer. And each and every one of you that sides over and over again with these MS-13 terrorists, to the extent that you have the financial means to do so, you all choose to live in condos or homes or houses as far away from these kinds of gangbangers as you possibly can, he continued. If I offered any one of you a rent-free home with no taxes to pay in any of these gang neighborhoods, and I said your neighbors are MS-13 terrorists or Mexican Mafia or Sinaloa Cartel or Trenta Oruga, I couldn't pay you to live there. But yet you, with your coverage, are trying to force innocent Americans to have these people as their neighbors. And one day their daughter may be abducted from their home, and raped and murdered. One of the things I love about Trump 2.0 is the moral clarity coming from this White House. Over the past 20 or so years, the organized left had so effectively constricted the parameters of political debate, it was impossible to shoot straight like this. We weren't allowed to criticize the sacred cow media. We had to be careful about how we discussed racial minorities. Only the proper words and phrases were allowed. Only the proper tone could be used. Trump 2.0 has nuked that horseshit. When a media backed by trillions in corporate dollars is your primary political antagonist, you have every right to shame them, hurl contempt at them, and call out their blatant and inhuman hypocrisies. Joe Biden allowed upwards of 20 million unvetted third worlders into our country, knowing that among them were terrorists, violent criminals, sex traffickers, drug dealers, child abusers, and gang members. As this was happening and the human fallout hit all over the country, the regime media said nothing. Only now that we are deporting people who never should have been allowed here are they interested. Interested in only protecting terrorists and gang members. This fact should be thrown in the fake media's ivory-towered face at every opportunity and without apology, because it is true. Democrats, their media allies, their fellow travelers in academia and Hollywood, all defend the indefensible, the perverted, the immoral, the demonic, and the proven failures of their disastrous financial policies. To hide the monstrous truth of allowing drag queens who want access to little kids to have access to little kids. To hide the fact that we are physically mutilating and abusing innocent children forever to appease a bunch of freaks. To hide the fact we are brutalizing the poor with terrible schools and unsafe neighborhoods. To hide the fact we are destroying entire neighborhoods and cities by importing the third world. The organized left can only hurl words like racism, tolerance, social justice, and diversity. Trump 1.0 had the correct instincts to oppose this, but not the experience and skill. Trump 2.0 is annihilating the left's final rhetorical bulwark to distract from their monstrous ideas and policies, and we are only 100 days into Trump 2.0. Every time a Republican faced the press, I would get frustrated beyond description watching them flail and fail in the fascist sensitivity snares the regime media laid out for them. Then I would think about how I would have answered those questions. Well, let me tell you, even with the benefit of my 20/20 hindsight, I was never anywhere near as effective as Stephen Miller and Karoline Leavitt are in real time. The Trump White House is staffed with an Olympic dream team of political athletes. We will never see their likes again. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.